Good evening, I guess, where you are, Bridget, right? It's almost, what, 9 o'clock?
It is about 9:45.
And in Chicago, well, that's weird, because in Chicago, it's 2:51.
All right. So there's a seven-hour difference. Yeah, there we go.
7 hours and 6 minutes, I guess, or something. Hey!
Yeah, you can arrange that, yeah.
How are the Olympics? How's Paris?
It is fabulous. Paris is always one of my favorite cities, but this was a bucket list kind of trip, and it is really incredible.
Why did you decide to go, and who did you go with?
2 years ago, when we were in Paris, we heard a number of people talking about that they were already engaged in planning. And so we said, all right, we've got to do it. And it was going to be myself and my two daughters. However, my husband decided to not go because he's a big golfer. And this time of year, he has a big golf getaway with 40 of his friends.
40?
And, yeah, small group of friends.
You're not kidding.
Really all the way back to high school. Wow. Not even kidding. And, so it was fine. So we've had 2 years to plan this, and that has been great. One of my daughters, she's a performer, and she had an opportunity to play Cats nationally, and so she dropped out, and her brother jumped in. So he ended up with a free trip before he goes off to NYU grad school.
Good deal for him. So, did you get to see the opening ceremony?
We did not.
Oh!
We were in, during the opening ceremony, we were in Nice. So, we spent the first 5 days in Nice. And in Nice, we attended Women's USA Soccer.
Oh!
Against Gambia. And it was really cool because not only did we win, but Dansby Swanson of the Cubs, his wife, plays on Team USA. And she had two of the three goals. Pretty cool.
I had no idea that that was the case, actually. You're sitting there watching the game. Tell me what the vibe is like. Are there a lot of Americans that were there? Did you see... Dr. Jill Biden there? Did you see other celebrities there? Are people okay with you saying, yeah, when America scores, the other side? And are there lots of Switzerlands there, literally Switzerland and other countries who really don't care which team wins? I mean, tell me about that.
You know what? Soccer seemed to be made up of really USA fans and Gambia fans. That was great. And when we left Nice, we came to, now we're in Paris. Today we saw Men's USA basketball against Serbia. And it was amazing because I truly didn't know how impactful the NBA is outside of the USA. And we had people all around us from different countries who were sporting different jerseys of different NBA teams. And that was very cool. They were there to see their favorite players from the USA, even though they didn't have a horse in the race, so to speak.
Which of the players received the greatest applause?
Oh, I think... I'm going to have to say, Seth Curry. Mm-hmm. You know, we were losing in the beginning, and when Seth Curry came in, it truly changed the momentum. LeBron, of course. I wasn't the hugest basketball fan. It just so happened that when our son jumped into this trip, he said, hey, anyway, we can go see USA men's basketball. And we thought, oh, gosh, probably not a shot of that, getting those tickets last minute. But we not only got tickets, they were fantastic tickets. And the stadium was packed. And, you know, Serbia's a great team, but we edged them out. I think it was 110 to 86.
Yeah, I believe that's right. Now, the weather yesterday was awful for the opening ceremony. How's the weather in Paris right now?
It's beautiful. It's absolutely perfect. Loving every minute of it.
Here's a text question, actually a couple, and they're the same question. How much does it cost to go see an event or the basketball game specifically? So how much are these tickets?
Well, you're going to be surprised because other than our women's gymnastics tickets, all of them were very reasonable. To go to women's USA soccer, it was 22 euros apiece. I mean, can't beat that. And
it's about 20 bucks, more or less.
Yeah. And the basketball game today was in the 70s. It was less than I'd pay to go see a Bulls game.
Oh, I think that's less than you'd pay for a hot dog at Wrigley Field, actually.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. It was extremely reasonable. And this week, we're going to go see volleyball. We're going to go see men's and women's tennis, beach volleyball, track and field. And then to us, the highlight for us was women's all-around finals gymnastics. But we bought that ticket over a year ago, knowing that it would be our most expensive ticket. Everything else was like a normal price and actually a little less. But women's gymnastics was pretty steep.
Well, please tell Simone Biles that I said hello. And
absolutely.
And Dr. Jill Biden is there, and Snoop Dogg is everywhere there at every event, it seems.
He's hilarious.
Did you actually see him?
No, but I know we will see him because of some of the events that he's going to be at. Today, Spike Lee was at the basketball game. That was kind of cool.
That is very cool.
And I'm sure there were so many others, but it is a huge stadium. I don't know its capacity, and it was full.
I imagine. O'Connell, it is so good to talk to you. Thank you for, you are now a WGN radio reporter. Great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Say hello to the family and have a continued wonderful time in Paris.
Will do. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you. How can you not have a wonderful time in Paris? Next week on the show, I am very excited about talking to Dr. Tony Fauci. A lot to talk about. I'm reading his book right now. And he was so involved with HIV/AIDS at a time when, actually going back to when the disease did not, or combination of diseases, really didn't even have a name. And what he did in that regard, he's worked with every president on both sides of the aisle. I want to talk about that, but I want to talk about COVID right now, actually, because the numbers are going up, that and so much more. We'll also talk to a couple of folks who once worked alongside Richard Simmons and to talk about what he was really like. And that ought to be interesting. Of course, it'll be interesting. 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock next week, right here at 720 WGN.